Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Inner Sight. I want to thank all our friends in view of the death of my guide dog who have been coming forward to help. And the latest one is my dear, dear friend for many years from Eyewitness News, Michelle Charlesworth. And her family has gotten into it, too, and helping. Yeah. I greatly appreciate that, Steve, and Isabel and Jack, and love all of you. Michelle would like to get a link with information, with a picture of me and Charibel, and she's going to promote it. Now, the show is on local. For all you Long Island people, if you have Long Island Alties, it's local tonight, 9 o'clock, 115, my farewell to Charibel. Local. And starting the next week or two, when we send it into Manhattan, it will be shown international. So we'll keep you posted on that, and that's when the big promotion will come out. You know, can you please stop all that noise?
Yeah, no problem. I'm gonna mute myself.
Yeah, you're making too much noise. That's when the big promotion will come out, when we send it in to Manhattan. Now it's just local. And they will play it every week for at least a month, maybe even longer. But we'll see how that goes. But tonight, 115, 9 o'clock, my farewell to my guide dog who passed away last Friday. He was suffering, and I had to put her to sleep. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life. But I couldn't see her suffer. I want to thank all the friends, and we'll talk more about it. But tonight on Inner Sight, we celebrate a kid who didn't get a chance to live his life because of a school that was supposed to look after and help the disabled. And teach them how to be ladies and gentlemen. I think it may have been just a school for boys. I don't know, but a horrible school up in Yonkers, New York, that took the life of Corey Foster, left a family absolutely devastated. Going back to 2012, it's been all those years that Corey now is dead, murdered. In my mind, he was murdered. And people who jumped on him and restrained him to the point where he couldn't breathe, got off scot-free. Now, they should have known, I'm going to say they knew, that Corey had a heart condition, you know, and to cause that kind of trauma with the boy was absolutely horrifying and devastating and caused his death, you know. Now, I don't know if the fact was ever brought out and if they were ever questioned and asked the question, did you know Corey had a heart condition? That's a very important question. You don't take somebody with a heart condition and rough them up like that. Unless you want to kill them or send them to the hospital. So I don't understand why the Foster lawyer did not press that issue. because it was in the documentation of the school. They had to give the kid a physical before they let him in, didn't they? That's standard state procedure. And all the staff should have been informed that Corey had a heart condition. Therefore, they should have known. Therefore, they should have avoided any violence with the child. And they did. So was that fact investigated? Did you know, to the five or six people that jumped on him, did you know that Corey had a bad heart? It's a yes or no question. You know, if they say no, then they didn't do their job right. And they're probably lying anyway. So there's an issue that the lawyer did not press, to my knowledge. I never heard any more about it after I found out that Corey had a heart condition. You know, the whole thing was swept under the rug, and nobody ever really brought it out. Because if you know somebody has a heart condition and you treat them like that, you're asking for trouble for that person.
Frank.
Corey Foster, April 18th, 2012. Yeah, what is it?
Lorraine's on line. Would, you know,
who?
You want me to let her in? Lorraine.
Oh, yeah, sure. We'll take a phone call from Lorraine. By the way, the number here is 213-816-1650. Anybody who remembers Corey or you remember what happened, we'd love to hear from you tonight.
Okay, here's Lorraine.
As we honor Corey Foster. Hello.
Hello, I just had to come in. Yes.
Yeah,
thank you.
Not to celebrate Corey's life and remember him. Yes.
You remember Corey?
I heard something in the news at, you know, back then, just a little bit. I wasn't really too familiar with it, you know.
Yeah.
But as I hear you, that's what I can.
Yeah, it was publicized a lot in the news. I think three or four stations. Many of the newspapers carried it up in Westchester.
Right.
And Corey was what, all of 16?
16, correct.
16.
At the time, 16?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
And do you know what happened, Lorraine? You remember?
I know he had a bad condition. I think some people, didn't they? Go ahead.
Go ahead. Let me explain what happened.
Go ahead.
He was on the basketball court.
Right.
You know, dribbling throwing baskets.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, they wanted to clear the court. They wanted, I guess, all the other kids got off, you know, if there were any. But for some reason, Corey didn't want to give up that basketball. He kept on going on and on and on throwing. You know how kids are.
Mm-hmm.
He was having a good time. You know? So he threw this one basket, and it ricocheted. I don't know if it hit off the rim or whatever, but it ricocheted and hit one of the staff people in the head.
Uh-huh.
And that's when they jumped on him, you know. Now, why did they assume that
I
Corey...
I remember hearing that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that Corey did that on purpose.
No, it was an accident.
You know?
You could tell it is.
If he did it on purpose, why would you throw the basketball at the basket? You'd throw it at the person, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
My understanding was that it bounced off the rim, you know, and he was not paying attention to their... you know, that they wanted him to get off the court. You know, and that obviously angered these people. I mean, we're talking about, what, 5-6 people jumping on this kid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And holding him down. And, you know, he had a bad heart. And he, the story is that he told them, he said, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And they wouldn't let him up. You know? That's what happened. I mean, you know, I wasn't there, but that's what was told in the media.
Right.
So then, you know, investigation, and now, one of the things that we've been pushing for on this show many, many times, and I'm going to state it again, is a 7-year automatic penalty when you assault a disabled person. Now, that law exists for federal employees, you know, but it doesn't exist for the disabled, and I believe it should.
It should.
But look what happened.
I literally believe it.
Yeah. Look at all those people who jumped on him.
That's a shame.
Lorraine, you got a radio on or something?
Yeah, he have the thing on. Hold on, let me tell you.
Can you turn that off or down?
Okay.
All those people who jumped on him, you know, did they know that he had a heart condition? Yeah, can we get that off, please? Suzanne, you there?
I'm going to have to wrap my
hand. Yeah, I'm here. It was mine.
Put my hand
on
my phone.
I muted my mic.
Mute myself out.
All right. I got to answer. I have a... Suzanne, take the helm for a minute.
Thank you. Because I'm on InnerSight right now.
All right, I'm back. InnerSight. Yes, and that's what happened to Corey, and then the investigation. And Suzanne, you got one of those articles?
Yes, I do.
Hello?
Yes, I do.
Read what you have.
Okay. All right. No, the name of the article is No Charges in Death at Yonkers Center for Youth. Okay. In the beginning, they write, no criminal charges are warranted in the death of Corey Foster, a 16-year-old boy who went into cardiac arrest while being... Sorry, that's my aunt from Florida constantly calling
what?
Me. Sorry about that. 16-year-old boy who went into cardiac arrest while being physically restrained at a residential treatment center in Yonkers. The Westchester County District Attorney concluded Thursday after a 3-month investigation. This is on justice is horrible here. Corey, who was a residential student at the center. I'm not going to mention the center's name because you didn't want to have it on the show.
No, I don't want the school name on Marshall.
Exactly. That's why I didn't mention it. Died about 8 p.m. on April 18th, which is today's date, 12 years earlier. Anyway, on the floor of the gym, as 4 staff members held him down using a technique called therapeutic crisis intervention after playing basketball. Yeah, exactly how I feel. Corey was shooting baskets by himself. Oops, hold on. By himself. Hold on. All right, I just lost my place and my eyes are spasming. Hold on a second. When 2 staff members began playing against each other at the same basket, according to accounts of a surveillance videotape of the event. After he bumped into them, the teenager grew visibly angry and lunged at one of the staff members. The staff member and 3 others took him down. Witness statements from more than 55 staff members and residents at, and then I'm just going to leave out the name again, were taken, and surveillance video from the gym was analyzed and enhanced by district attorney, and then I give her name, Janet DeFiore, I guess. Said in a written statement summarizing a joint investigation with the Yonkers Police and the State Office of Children Family Services, there was an extensive review of the school medical records and the autopsy findings conducted by Westchester Medical Examiner. In addition, an independent investigation of the medical records and autopsy findings was performed by a cardiologist. And then it keeps going on. Do you want me to continue?
Yeah, read a little more.
Okay. Based upon the analysis of all the information, we have concluded that no criminal charges are supported by the evidence in this case, the statement said. Jacob Orinsky, the lawyer representing the boy's family and his parents, would file a civil suit charging that Corey had a heart.
At the age of 16.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to mute. Hold on.
I forgot what I think it was. I'm not sure.
Lorraine.
I got it all.
We can't have that noise in the background. You got to put yourself on mute.
Yeah, I do.
Please.
Okay. That's the attorney. I came right back to the same civil suit charging that Corey had a heart ailment documented in the medical files at that center. I'm not going to say it. And that his death was a result of negligent and excessive force. And excessive force.
All right. Now, there's my point. You know, why didn't this stupid-ass lawyer, excuse me, Sheila and Andre, I love you, he was supposed to be a friend of the family, why didn't this jackass make an issue of the fact that Corey was disabled and he had a heart condition? You know? I mean, to me, it was a hate crime. they knew the kid was disabled, and they had to know the kid had a heart condition. If they worked at that school, and they saw the specs on Corey, you know, the information sheet that they should get if they're going to be in charge of children, they especially disabled children, they have to get reports, you know, from the psychologists, the doctors, and all that. This is where the injustice comes in. All right, one thing I would have done as a lawyer, I would have petitioned the Justice Department for a federal investigation. You know, based on the fact that this kid had a bad heart and that he was disabled, and they should have known that what his behavior was a result of his disability. And that wasn't done. That was not done. And that's why you need a better law. You know? If they knew that, oh, we touched this kid, we assault this kid, we can go, if we're found guilty, we can go to prison for 7 years. You better just leave him alone. Let him burn himself out and get off the court. You know? Or talk to him nice, you know, or whatever, you know. Not grab him like that and rough him up like that. So this lawyer, I blame the lawyer mostly. Now we, at the time, Joe Arion was with us, he was the assistant director, we called the police and tried to get them to do further investigation. We called the district attorney's office in Westchester and told them there's got to be more investigation. We believe this kid was killed on purpose. Their job was to protect Corey as school personnel, not kill him like that.
Exactly.
Now this stupid therapeutic hold or whatever it was,
yeah,
that's no damn good. That causes death.
Exactly. See, he's only a 16-year-old boy, and they had these heavy four people attacked him. They're adult size.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Once again, and I've seen it happen so many times, in hospitals, in nursing homes, it's the attitude that people have. Oh, you're disabled. What do you know? You do what we tell you. You know that's the whole thing that runs through the minds of many of these people who work in these places. You know, how dare you defy us? And maybe Corey wasn't defying them. Maybe he was displaying his disability.
Mm-hmm.
See, that lawyer didn't do his job, and it became a civil suit, and whatever money they got, you can damn well believe it wasn't enough. You know, Corey Foster didn't get a chance to live his life because of these people. You know, and the politicians didn't even stand up and attend the demonstration. I was there at the school when we demonstrated. School didn't even come out and make an appearance and say how sorry they were.
They should have.
You know, and to my knowledge, not one politician was there. The family was there, and the friends, and myself, you know. And my Sunrise guide dog was there, and she wound up comforting everybody.
I remember that.
So it was a horrible, horrible event. You know, for the family, and a beautiful, beautiful family, Sheila and Andre, and I forget the names of the children now, but they were all beautiful people. Let me recognize some people, and we'll get back to Corey. Shelby's Kitchen. If you want to visit in Bellport, New York, you could see the presence of Milton, the guide dog, who was killed at the guide dog school a year ago last July. And they still haven't given Michelle a new dog. So no law on that one either. No law to protect. All right. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444 for catering. And if you'd like to do a day for Milton, contact us at InnerSight. It doesn't involve any money. It's awareness. And it's getting people to understand that schools that train dogs for the blind are not licensed. They're not regulated. And therefore, we who have to apply to them have no rights. They raise a lot of money, deny people, and keep the money. All right. Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York. Let me give you that number again. 631-286-0444. We're brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We thank them for being a sponsor of InnerSight. 631-880-7929. And we're looking forward to joining with them in a news conference to give out the message that will remove these horrible nursing homes and turn them into accessible housing. Keep you posted on that one. A lot of things happening right now.
Yeah.
You know, the death of my guide dog. Keeping the show on the air and so on and so forth. All right, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for sponsoring my guide dog. They helped me to have the means to train her.
Mm-hmm.
I thank them so much, and they're reaching out to help me get a new one, along with the Big East Akita Rescue, who was there for me all the way with the death of Charabelle. I'll never forget it. Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, thank you so much for caring about my Charabelle, for helping me relieve her suffering, for paying all her medical bills. You know. And you can't ask for more than that. So I put my heart and soul along with Charabelle to get another guide dog working on that. All right, I want to thank our new friend and volunteer, Wendy, who's been texting me a lot, and I've been answering her, and she's a new volunteer for InnerSight. She wants to help organize a fundraiser to offset any cost that I may have with the new dog. Thank you so much for that. Her and her family, a neighbor, and my other neighbor down the block, Mike, the ex-police officer who wants to help, and all the people. All right. I want to thank Suzanne for being on that show with me yesterday. It's an honor.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes.
And you can see that tonight locally, 9 o'clock, on Altice on 115. And then we'll let you know when it goes international. It'll be a week or so. Get it sent into Manhattan. Yeah. So it's been a hard... Tomorrow's a week that Charabelle is gone. It's a week already.
Wow.
And it's been a hard week. But I must tell you that I will not stop moving around. I will not stop going out. I will not stop in a sight. In fact, Charabel can do more now to help in a sight that she's a heavenly angel. And it's already happening.
Yeah, I know.
You know, my dear friend Michelle Charlesworth getting into the whole thing now. We're going to be promoting the show that we did with Charabel on her media, and that's a big plus. She's got a lot of people on there.
Oh, yeah.
And also, we talked tonight about, she said she would love to have me on Eyewitness News.
Wow.
So I know eventually that's going to happen. You know, we're going to do probably when I get the new dog, most likely. Thank you, Michelle. I love you, dear sister.
Yeah,
thank
she's
you for
sweet.
The food. All the food she sent over. Michelle is one of the greatest people on this earth. I believe Michelle is an angel. I really do.
She is. I could tell. When my mom passed away, Frank, she sent me a nice big white fluffy blanket and a grief book and some, you know, body soap and, and cream and all that. She sent that to me when my mom passed away. No,
yeah,
she sent that to me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
sweetheart.
She's a real inner sight person.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And one of these days, we're going to honor Michelle Charlesworth.
Oh, yeah.
I promise you that. It's going to be a big, big event, you know. And we're going to use the money to keep people out of nursing homes.
Hell, yeah.
Damn right. Michelle would be the perfect person for that.
Yes.
You know, and I bet you a lot of media people would be there.
I
we're
bet
gonna
you
do
too.
It.
Yeah.
You wait and see.
We are.
It's going to happen. All right, inner sight. You need dog food, cat food? Call Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. I want to say hello and thank you to Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. My good friend Tony and his wife, Jen, who I spoke with the other day, are ready to help. They'll be attending any fundraiser that takes place, you know, because of Charabel. Thank you, Tony. And Olga Murray, who I spoke with today, who is now a county attorney, is ready to help. And anything that we need in a legal way, you know. And we're planning a big rally right in front of the school in July.
Nice.
To honor Milton. You know. And I don't think I'll have any trouble getting a license.
No.
You know, for that. Not with Olga in the county attorney's office. So we'll keep you posted on all this. There's a lot of things going on within the site right now. Thank you to Olga for her donating in the past, and I'm sure she will again. All right, inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our inner sight hotline, 631-224-3090. And all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster at the top of the list. Avanti Oquindo, baby royalty. Ollie Campbell, little Tommy. Athena. And it's 834 New York, inner sight. Go an extra mile for a child. That's what those jackasses should have done on that baseball court.
Mm-hmm.
They should have gone an extra mile, you know, and not hurt Corey. They should have reasoned with him. know. Part of it also could be fear of the disabled. The lawyer should have made an issue out of all this and called for a grand jury investigation and a Justice Department investigation. We tried to get him to do it. Me and Joe at the party. You know? And he stood there like a jackass. Like nothing happened. I said to him, I said, they murdered this kid. Why aren't you doing something about it? He didn't like that. I didn't give a damn he didn't like it. You know? Because he should have done a hell of a lot more. You know? He should have. One, another thing he should have done was he should have investigated every person that put a hand on Corey. He should have had them all investigated. You know? That's what part of what needed to be done.
I wonder, Frank, how many people have gone through the same therapeutic crisis, whatever you want to call it, hold like that, and they're just lucky that they didn't pass on.
Who knows?
I don't think there's probably.
All right, you got that therapeutic crisis procedure, right? All right. Why isn't there a law? How come you don't have the 7-year law?
Right.
Of assault, you know. And in Corey's case, you say you didn't therapeutically help this kid. You killed him.
That's right.
You know. Automatic 7 years, manslaughter. 7 years in jail for all the son of a bitches.
Exactly.
Because they weren't therapeutic. They killed
him. In fact, exactly. I was just about to say that.
I mean, why didn't they let him up when he said he can't breathe?
Because they're
idiots.
That's
not therapeutic. How come the lawyer didn't make an issue out of that? You know. What a horror. During the whole thing, I was wishing, you know, I'm a dreamer, you know. I was wishing that they had Bill Kunstler.
No. What he wouldn't have done.
He would have destroyed that school.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who committed that crime. You know. He would have gone to jail for Corey. If he need be, in contempt, the way he did many a times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the kind of lawyer they needed. Somebody tough-ass lawyer. Joe Arion would have done better.
That's right.
You better believe it, man.
Mm-hmm.
He would have done better.
Oh, yeah.
So, days before his birthday, Corey was killed by a bunch of enraged jackasses who had no business being there on a job like that. You know, they weren't the right kind of people. You know, obviously, I mean, they killed the kid. You know, they didn't just grab him to stop him from charging. They grabbed him to kill him. You know, now that should have been demonstrated at a trial. See, the whole thing should have been there should have been a hearing. The lawyer should have demanded a hearing. You know, with a judge, and brought out all these points, and brought in experts to say that this is not the right way that you apply this therapeutic, whatever, crisis.
That's
what they needed to do.
Exactly.
You know, and say no. They didn't do it the right way. They were too angry. They were too enraged. They wouldn't let Corey up. You know, to breathe. They knew he had a bad heart. He should have demanded a hearing. A coroner's inquest or something. I'm not a lawyer, but I could have done a hell of a lot better than him, I'll tell you that.
That's the truth.
Hell of
between
a lot
you
better.
And between you,
know,
you
and
Joseph.
And he should have had a news conference and accused them of murder.
That's right.
That's what he should have done. That would have enraged the public and put the and put them on Corey's side.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing he should have done. I was there when NBC was filming them at the school. He didn't get up there and accuse the school of anything. He stood there like an ass. I kept saying to myself, why isn't the lawyer talking here? Put the camera on the lawyer, you know? You know, Inner Sight. If that was us, we offered to be Sheila's spokesperson.
Mm-hmm.
We offered to take the helm and to really kick the ass of that school. And she didn't want it. She was afraid.
No.
You know, because her lawyer probably told her, don't do it.
For what reason?
You know, Inner Sight wouldn't have pulled any punches. We would have called for a federal investigation immediately. And a court and an inquest, a hearing. With witnesses. Sworn in. You know, that's what was needed. Because the kid was disabled, you know, they didn't give a damn.
That's right.
That's a lot what this is all about. Because he was disabled. You know. And I believe it was a hate thing. That they hated the fact that this kid defied them on a basketball court. And maybe ran at them, you know, whatever he did, it didn't merit killing him.
True.
He had no weapon. No.
They started CPR and stopped. I never knew why they ever did that. You're not supposed to stop CPR. You're supposed to continue until the, you know, help comes, the first responders come. That burned me up when I heard that.
Well, all this should have been brought out by the lawyer. You should have presented it in a motion to the court. I want a fair hearing for my client.
Right.
Who was killed. You know, we believe, you know, we have witnesses that will say that they didn't apply this therapeutic crisis in the right way. You know, that's what you needed. Where was that?
Don't let me answer that because it'd be in a curse.
How come that never happened?
Beyond us.
You know? That never happened, world. And Corey lost his life. And they got away with it. You know, the same way, and it's very similar, the same way that they got away with killing Milton the guide dog. They got away with it. The same wealthy organization. Very similar situation to me in my mind.
I agree.
Because there's no law. That 7-year law that we speak of, that should be applied to the guide dog schools too. You know, it may have to be modified, but do it. You know, There's no penalty, really. This woman, the trainer who killed Milton, she got off.
She certainly did.
Just like these people got off who killed Corey.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I parallel the two. And both with disabled issues. See? And then they try to lie to Michelle. See? So, you know, in a sight, we don't stand for this stuff. We let people know what has to be done. We're not the politicians, you know. Imagine if I was a congressman.
Oh my!
They'd probably have me executed.
Probably.
But not before I pass these laws.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you imagine?
Oh my!
A controversial congressman.
Yes,
an honest
could.
One. See, you got some who are controversial, but they're dishonest.
Yes, they are.
You know, I wouldn't be.
Mm-mm.
They couldn't buy me.
You're a straight shooter, and I love that. You know, I love that. That's what the world needs, more straight shooters.
Anybody on the line, by the way, 213
Just to Lorraine listening.
1650. All right. Does Lorraine want to come back on?
I don't know. No hand is raised to.
Okay, Lorraine, if
you
want
come back on.
If you have anything else to say, you're welcome. We love Corey. We miss him. You know.
Yeah.
I was with the family. At the school, I went to the beautiful May Day. I went to the grave site.
Aww.
And I went to Corey's home. I did a radio show.
Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio. I did the radio show. Right next to his tree. Corey has a tree.
I remember.
In the yard there. Corey's tree, they called it. I did a whole hour show over there. Interviewed the kids and the cousins. And Sheila, of course. I don't know if Andre wasn't able to come on. He was too upset over the whole thing. I don't blame him. But I'll never forget that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did that on Blog Talk Radio. And,
I engineered that show. It was 2 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
It was a long show. Wasn't that a 2-hour show?
Yes, that was.
Yeah. So we... And not one damn agency for the disabled was there. Where the hell were they? See, that's the trouble why these things keep going on. When we did the Day for Milton, the stupid asses from Helen Keller Agency, they don't even deserve a name, came in and said, oh, we're not here in an official capacity. That's why this crap keeps happening.
That's right.
Because they don't take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I didn't want to say anything because, you know, I didn't want to get Michelle all upset. Her friends were there. You know? But I'm saying it now, and I'll say it to the newspapers the next time I have an interview. I got an interview coming up on Charabel, and damn ass, I'm going to say it then.
Mm-hmm.
But this is exactly why. And I want to thank Silo for coming to the Day for Milton and bringing their board of directors and not saying that we're not here in an official capacity. They were there in an official capacity.
Mm-hmm.
and they proved it, and they stood up for Michelle and Milton. And so did Ed Romain, issuing the proclamation, stood up for Milton. That was official, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Well, where the hell were the damn blind agencies? Not one of them showed up in an official capacity to state, you know, about the safety and the life thing.
The state failed us.
We did it, and we'll always do it.
Yes, we will.
We started a chapter in Montana. We're on the verge of starting one in Massachusetts. Inner Sight will be in Texas before the end of the year. We'll be in Illinois pretty soon. We're moving, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
We're moving closer to liberation for people. Corey's death, Milton's death, will not be in vain. I promise you that. Neither will Charabelle's death.
Right.
Her and Milton are working together now up in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of power, man.
Oh, yeah.
We're on it. You know, we're on it, and we're going to stay on it until it happens. Until these agencies wake up, until the government wakes up and realizes that we're just as important as anybody else, even though we're disabled. That's what it's about. You know? That's what could have been very well in the minds of these horrible people who killed Corey. Oh, he's not that important. He's only a disabled kid. He's stupid, they concluded. I would have brought in experts to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
I would have demanded a hearing. How can you not get a hearing when a child is forced down and held and dies? You've got to at the least, get a court hearing on that.
Yeah.
And have a chance to bring in experts and witnesses on both sides. You know? How could a lawyer let that go by without a hearing? You know, and experts who could have testified, they didn't do it the right way. They didn't do the right thing. That's not the way it's supposed to be. You know, that's the thing that bothers me.
Bothers me.
And if I had my way, I'd resurrect the whole damn thing and demand the hearing. You better believe it. If I had the money, I'd buy the damn school and close it up and put a big statue in front of it to Corey Foster. You know, with an inscription. With an inscription that would bring justice. They murdered Corey and got away with it. The date and everything.
Okay.
That would make the damn news. And I bet you there'd be an investigation then if Inner Sight had the money to do it. Then you'd see how fast they would investigate it. But anyway, Inner Sight, and tomorrow night's supposed to be the funnies over here.
Yeah.
We got to do funnies tomorrow night. Can't let our audience down.
Nope.
8:54. Inner Sight, New York. And I'll tell you one thing. You won't hear a show like this anywhere else.
No, you won't.
In the world. All right. I urge all of our blog colleagues to come out with the same thing. You know, if you're going to honor Corey, talk about him, make sure you say that he was murdered and they got away with it. You know? Because we believe that.
Oh, yeah.
We believe that Corey was purposely killed. All right, once again, I want to thank everybody for their caring about my dog and for people that are doing things. Wendy, my neighbor, Mike down the block, my other neighbor, and all the people who stopped me on the street, thank you so much for your condolences. I want to thank Mary at Cablevision and Jay for helping with the show, and Mary for the card she gave me, the condolence card. Charabel passed away last Friday. She was suffering. I had to help her to go to sleep. And I am grateful today to my dear friend Michelle Charlesworth from ABC News, who not only sent me a bunch of food, she is going to promote the show that we did last night in honor of Charabel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be sending her the information. And she also, and I know Michelle, will do it. You know, I'm going to tell you how Michelle will how she operates, especially with something like this. She's going to go to her boss, her news director, and say, "Now listen, John, you know, I've been here for 30 years. You know, my friend Guy Dog passed away, and he's an advocate, and she's going to pull up the last thing we did. You know him. Mm-hmm. Here he is, Frank Carino. I want this story."
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's going to do.
This can be as simple as that.
And he's not
going
to be able to say no, because she's the senior reporter.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So at the right time, we talked about the right time might be next fall. Guy,
oh, really? That's right. You
know, that might be the perfect time to do it, unless it comes up before, I don't know. But I can guarantee you that in her very eloquent, beautiful way, Michelle is going to convince the news director to let her do a story on Charabel.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yes, thank you.
I do love you as a sister, you know that. She called me her brother tonight.
Oh, she did? That's
thank
so
you.
Sweet.
All right, Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. We honor Corey Foster today. Beautiful, beautiful kid. I never met him. I wish I did. I knew the family. Sheila, Andre, all the rest. Thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Give us more inner sight forever.
Good night, everyone.